gag order against him. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off sharply lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way as a cold front approaches, so our string of warm, storm-free days is about to end. Today, though, very warm for April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy. Then a line of showers and storms ahead of a cold front will move through the state this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Much cooler tomorrow with a high only in the upper 60s. In fact, we'll be in the upper 60s also on Thursday and Friday, and upper 30s on Thursday and Friday nights. A big change of reality. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery County officials have opened applications for their annual summer apprenticeship program. Students 16 and older will be able to work in departments throughout the county during an 8-week program. Students will work up to 25 hours per week and receive pay. Governor Kay Ivey announced the state of Alabama saw a surge in investments last year, with new and expanding companies bringing over $6.4 billion to the state. Montgomery County played a significant role, attracting $629 million, showcasing the state's growth and job creation efforts. In preparation for this weekend's Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the Blue Angels, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has proclaimed this to be U.S. Navy Week in the city. The Navy's Beyond the Horizon Air Show will take place at Maxwell Air Force Base on Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I am a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody.
I know you. Oh, you can't see him.
No, I cannot.
I'm sorry. I took that for granted.
That's okay. It's all right.
I'm sorry.
All good. No worries. Welcome into Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is not here. I knew when she was texting over and over and over this morning.
There are many words.
I
hear late. Her.
You hear
she's
the ding?
Here.
Yeah. The ding dong? I mean the ding?
You know what I want to tell y'all before she gets here?
What?
Guys, I got a text from my husband on the way in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of our conversation yesterday, I think it had something to do with it.
Mm.
I'm getting my first pair of snake boots.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Snake boots.
Hey,
I mean, your husband wants to keep you alive.
Is that your snake boots right there? Did you just show me a pair of snake boots?
I know. I was going to get a picture up of mine, though. you can tell who the cool people are around here.
Sure. Yeah. Sky and Amy Beth have snake boots.
Right. Listen.
I have regular work boots.
Scott, he has regular work boots.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But
I bet Chris doesn't have snake boots. He's just getting them for you.
Well, I don't know what he has, but he did ask for my size, and I said, mm-hmm. What are you getting me? I thought it was going to be some fun, cute pair mm-hmm. of shoes, because he's fun like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's because he wants me to go work with him.
Well, at least stand out there.
And stand out there. And because I planted a garden and I showed promise this mm-hmm, weekend, mm-hmm. that now I think he thinks mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, do things on the farm.
Yeah. You can probably learn to drive the tractor.
I used to drive the tractor with my grandpa,
yeah.
like, twice when I was a
bush
little girl.
Bush hogging gives a, it's one of those jobs that gives feedback. Because you mm-hmm. see where the grass
like
is high,
ironing.
The weeds. And then you mow through it, and you're like, I just did that.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel about ironing.
Mm-hmm.
You
really?
Don't know anything about that.
No, I'm not a very good ironer.
But when you iron feedback, you go, look, it was rumpled in a pile, and now
perfect.
It's pure
yeah.
no wrinkles.
My feedback is I iron, and then it still looks like it has wrinkles, and then I'm like, it's good enough. And then Lori says, did you iron this? I'm like, yes. So there's no positive feelings from me about ironing.
Well,
at all.
I just want you to know, as a mom, those were the things that I looked for, because so much of my life was completely out of my control, and mm-hmm. it still is. And I look back and I think, Lord, how did I even make it through? Because I feel like I was just a terrible parent, but at least I ironed.
Well, very good.
But you know,
April, and we don't have to wait a year for this. Let's do September the 2nd.
Okay. All right.
So it's May, June, July, August, September. 5 months.
Okay. Yeah.
I want you to wear the snake boots
okay.
here.
Okay.
and we'll see if there is one speck of dirt.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Or a scratch where you walk through the briars.
Okay.
If they have been used at all in a utilitarian fashion.
Now you know I have to. Because you've just
you'll like give them the wheel September the 1st and say, hey, go run over these with the four-wheeler.
Well, and what if I do? Are you going to be able to see them? Are you going to need to see my shoes too, Sky? Or do you believe me that I am not a helpless female and I will go out there and do things like ride four-wheelers?
I know that's true, and I always believe you, Amy Beth.
Thank you, Sky.
You've never given me reason not to.
I don't want to see the aggressive water moccasin you described yesterday, so I'm not. This is Chris Shaver saying, please come to the farm with me.
That's
and
what it
do
is.
Things.
Yeah, or just be there.
And, you know, if you give me a bow and arrow, maybe I'll practice with that or give me my gun.
Can they leave? Can they let you have either one of those by yourself?
No.
He's out bush hogging on the tractor. All of a sudden,
an arrow goes
right into the the hood of the tractor.
But you know who can? Hey. Vanessa can, and she is who's going to be out there at the farm this summer, and she is going to figure out how to do this stuff.
Lori says, "Would you just want me to be out there with you?" Is that? I'm like, yes.
Okay.
I don't care. I'll just work. And you be over there, look pretty, be nice, talk to me while I'm working.
Okay.
And as soon as you decide I'm not doing it right, go in the house.
Okay. Which for me would mean going in the cab of the truck.
Yes, because there's no
talking
house
to Jesus till the Holy Ghost got back a hold of me, and then I'll go back outside nice again and bring sandwiches this time.
That would be good.
Anyway, I just had to tell you that I was cracking up on the way in this morning. I was like, my guys need to know. Chris Shaver bought some snake boots. On September 5th, you will see, sir, that I will chart my progress. I'll even take video of me doing things.
Of the demise
like
of
picking
the boots being
rocks.
Yes.
And firing my weapon. This time with glasses on so I can see through my sight. That's when I figured out, oh, crap, I should probably start wearing glasses because my girls are dead eyes. Like, they're amazing shots. And I couldn't shoot. And I was like, I used to be able to shoot. What the crap's wrong with me?
So you couldn't see?
I can't see, turns out.
That's right.
And they, like, rubbed it in my face. They're like, look. And I'm like, I see. I'm very proud of you. Like, no helpless female. Emmy is like something else
she
with
can
the
really
AR.
Shoot, huh? Really?
Yeah, I'm. My son-in-law took video. Like, I'm not just momming it here. Uh-huh. Anywho, I stink at it, and now I'm gonna have to wear glasses. So I'll chart my progress, fellas.
All right. We need to know.
I'll let you know if I grab a snake. Just grab it.
Now, what are you gonna
do? Because
its
head chopped off.
What are you gonna do when it's one of those very aggressive snakes? I mean, you're not the tallest person.
No, I'm not.
And so your little snake boots are probably gonna be, I don't know, 10 inches tall, something, maybe 12.
I don't know
how far up they're gonna come. And they're going, what are you gonna do when the snake gets you right in the thigh? Mm. You need some chaps too. Chris, I know you're listening.
I need some chaps to go over the boots. What else do I need, Sky? I need the ability to run.
And a Harley motorcycle rider's leather jacket,
I
too.
I have that.
A snake jacket. And then you're going to have a heat stroke in July from wearing all your leather chap stuff.
Watch out for the quicksand, too.
And the quicksand that I think
is just around the corner from the pond that apparently is deeper than any of us imagined.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my son-in-law. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Ben Gissendanner. He's, you know, old now.
Right.
He's 25.
Yeah, there's no more birthdays.
So, guys, I will chart my progress, and I want to let you know I'm going to do my best. Okay?
Good job.
What's the goal of this mission? What are they doing out there exactly?
Okay. So we are preparing land. We're trying to figure out what we can grow. I don't want to use the word sustainable because that's Marxist and I don't believe in that. But we're trying to figure out, can we grow peaches? Can we grow figs? Should we grow pine trees? So we're preparing for phase two post-Chris Shaver retirement from medicine so that we can farm this land, also because we didn't want the Chinese to have it, or Bill Gates.
Okay.
And so that's why we have it. And then it's also a place where the kids will be able to, if they want to build a little cabin, we can have a little family compound out there and just, you know.
So not really prepping, but a little homesteading.
Homesteading.
Some encasing.
Yeah.
Just encasing.
Oh, I love that word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just encasing, Sky.
It's mm-hmm. a beautiful, beautiful life. I love it.
So that's what we're working toward. And we'll see. I mean, if it's muscadine wine, I don't know. You know, anything's possible. We have two peaches growing right now, guys.
Two whole peaches?
And blueberries.
Two trees or just two peaches?
We have two trees planted and two blueberries, and we're letting it go to see what it wants to do.
Well,
speak to us,
this.
Land.
This is great.
So that's what we're
awesome.
Doing. Don't tell anybody.
No, I think it's great. Well, nobody knows where it is. It's a secret place.
It is a secret place.
Secret valley of the... of the shavers.
Now, that merriment and fun is over with because, Scott, you're kind of fired up this morning.
Well, I've got...
I mean, you're really fired up. Just, Sky, prepare yourself.
I've calmed down after reading some of the news and discussing. Today is a Tuesday, by the way, here in the heart of God's country. I think it's going to be overcast from now until maybe Jesus comes back. And it is the second day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. So interesting stories out there. Lots of stuff to talk about. Did anybody watch basketball last night?
I know it was women's basketball,
but a couple of those games were pretty good. I watched a part of the Iowa LSU game, which I think most people, that was the one they were interested in, with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
And Caitlin Clark just dominated.
She is a machine. I don't know if there's a better shooter. Now, I've heard people say, well, you know, the basketball is smaller. I don't really care about that. She is an amazing shooter, and she will just pull the trigger from anywhere. I mean, like, sometimes I'm like, girl, just wait till you get over half court at least.
Yeah.
And so she scored like 40 points. They beat LSU, I would say handily, but...
I mean,
fairly, it was convincing.
3 minutes left and you realized which way it was going to go.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought. It was not close at the end. And because who are you going to foul on Iowa's team? They're just going to walk up there and, for the most part, drain free throws. That one girl missed hers. But, interesting game. And what's funny about it is the controversy.
Mm.
Going all the way back to last year's, I guess it was the national championship game.
Yes.
Where they did the whole ring waving Angel Reese, and then she ended up with all sorts of NIL deals and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know some of these people, but if you search for the Iowa game, one of the things that comes up on the old Googles is a Lindsey Darvin.
Hmm.
And there's a picture after the game of Caitlin Carr. It's really the crowd. They're going by each other saying, you know, good game. So somebody took a picture, and it's when Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are going by each other. And I guess you can, it's a short video, but the point is, they say, a lot of respect between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, fierce competitors, they've made the game better.
Mm.
So I ask these questions. Does anybody really think those two like each other?
No, not at all.
I don't think so either. So why is the press... That's one of my things. The press in this country, they just don't know. I mean, they can't help themselves.
No, they really can't.
They're really about messaging. They're really about saying whatever it is they want to say. It's okay if those two competitors don't like each other. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But to continue to try to make it like, oh, no, they like each other. And then I was asking my wife during the game, if anyone has watched Caitlin Clark, she is ultra competitive.
Yes.
Okay, don't take this bad. Oh, Allison Sinclair, you're here. Did you listen to the show coming in?
I bet you haven't. You turned on my microphone.
I know I haven't. You're right. Hold on. There you go.
Hey, Sky.
Hey, good morning.
I made it.
I told Amy Beth that once the flurry of text messages came in, like at 8:15, that there is no way that Allison will be here because she is, what's the word? Herkling.
You know, I do have an issue when I put my phone away because I was getting ready when I was texting you. I was putting my makeup on.
And it drew you into a vortex.
I was on time.
Mm-hmm. And you started...
And then I wasn't. And it was so weird. I don't know what happened.
Does that sound like the keyboard?
Scott, let me do this sound. Yes. Yeah, there we go.
The one, you know, the little the haptic on your synaptic. What is it?
Yeah.
On your iPhone.
Yeah. Some noise. You turn it off. Haptic sounds.
That's really good.
You know what? It's
That's good, wasn't it?
Hey guys, I'm going to throw another word at you that you're going to like that goes along with herkle dirkling. It's as good. Bum fuzzled.
That's a southern word.
Is that real?
It's a real word. Yeah. It's not a cuss word. It's called bum fuzzled. You are bum fuzzled. After the herkle dirkling, you were bum fuzzled as to why you couldn't get here on time.
That is a southern
super
term.
Personal.
Yeah, it's.
I knew you wouldn't know that being a Yankee, but it's a southern term.
I got here as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. It took me 6 months.
Grandmas in Alabama say a KIV says that.
Bum fuzzled.
Child, I know. Bless your heart. Bless her heart. She's so bum fuzzled this morning.
Bum fuzzled.
Bum fuzzled. Her high stepping selves and bum fuzzled in here.
I actually have been here for a while, but I talked to Brian. I talked to Ashley.
Confused or perplexed. I mean, I thought that was a great word.
It is a wonderful word.
Okay,
except it is U.S. informal. That means slang. I used to say slang.
You know what?
I'm for it. I'm proud of you.
Mm.
You and your snake boots, all bum fuzzled. We'll be back.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. We are powered by... Of course you are. This is a manly program. This is the second day of April. You just get here when you can, and she's over there in her snake boots doing whatever.
She's got her cute tennis shoes on. Look, I'll go.
Look, we got stuff we got to do.
Y'all are busy.
You just want to run the show?
It's no problem.
You'll miss us. I know you will.
You'll miss your sisters.
I would.
Sky will miss y'all.
Sky will definitely miss us.
No doubt about it. We have a special guest on. I'm going to mess up the last name probably, but I will try to do it right.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I looked at you because I thought you would mess up this last name as well. Amy Beth would probably get it right.
Send
it to me and I'll try.
I'm going with, yes, it's Italian. Vincent Vinicchio.
Oh, that's pretty good, Scott.
Is that pretty good, Vincent?
Scott, thank you for having me on. You nailed it. Pleasure to be down here with Sky in Montgomery.
Absolutely. Now, Vincent is with he's the president of the Institute of American Workforce and also a senior fellow at the Mackinac Center. And we appreciate you being on with us. We wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess, the unionization efforts at the automobile manufacturing facilities here in the state of Alabama. I'm just going to go ahead and say that if any of our listeners look at the quality data of the product that is put out by Alabama workers, it is off the charts. If not not some of the best factories in the world right here in the state of Alabama. And there is an ongoing effort to unionize those plants. And Vincent's here to kind of talk to us about that and does it help? Does it hurt? What does it do? How does it affect the employees themselves? And Vincent, we appreciate you taking time with us.
Scott, thanks again for having me on.
Yes, absolutely. So am I right about the fact that currently Alabama's auto manufacturing facilities turn out very good products of very high quality compared to other places in the country and the world?
Absolutely. Fantastic cars coming out of, the Hyundai plant and the others. Unfortunately, now the workers are being targeted by the UAW. And it's not just the plants here in Alabama. It is all over the South, all over the non-unionized international auto plants because the UAW, they see this is where the money is. This is where they have to expand. UAW, their latest financials just came out. You saw their membership is dropping. It's some of the lowest on record since the Great Recession. And, essentially, I'm going to quote one of the former UAW presidents that says that, if he doesn't, as he put it, organize the transnationals, he really doesn't see a future for the UAW. So this is really more about the UAW expanding and helping themselves than Alabama workers.
And that's one of my questions, is it seems also almost like the union is worried about its leadership, its officers, and not as much about the employees. Just when I hear them speak and look at their comments, it's about how do we get the union dues in. How would unionizing in the state of Alabama, how would it change our state and those workers?
Well, let me talk about what the UAW wants to do and what they've stated. They want to organize workers by this process called card check. And, you know, you're really good about saying, like, hey, what's best for the union leadership versus what's best for the workers. Card check is this open petition process where the union goes out, in this case it would be the UAW goes out, they get these cards signed, and as you can imagine, it's out in the open, so there could be intimidation or coercion, or, you know, I'll give the union credit, they push back on that, and they said you get more bees with honey than with vinegar, so they can also promise workers the moon. And what they want to do is they want to say, just get these cards signed, and then recognize us. And they want to deny workers the right to a secret ballot election on that union. They want to take away that informed vote. They want to take away that privacy and make it so that the employer just says, all right, you got a majority of these cards signed, we're going to recognize you. And as you can imagine, that comes with a whole host of problems.
So let me get this straight, because a lot of people out there listening aren't up to speed on card check. So it's basically, we'll send out a postcard kind of thing to every employee, and then we expect you to turn it back in, and then we're looking through the stack, and we're saying, okay, Vinny says no, Amy Beth says yes, Allison says yes, Claire says yes. Vinny, what's wrong with you? That kind of stuff?
Exactly. It may not be mail. They can go door to door. They can try to get employee addresses. One of the things they do is they try to pressure or bully job creators and bully these companies into giving them home addresses, personal email, cell phone numbers, and then recognizing via card check, because it is up to the employer. And you're exactly right. It's, hey, what's wrong with you? Or, you know, there's even been National Labor Board at the federal level in D.C. cases where card solicitor, now they said, oh, it was, you know, overzealous card solicitor, wasn't working for the union, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. But literally going to somebody's home and saying, you know, you better sign this card or the union's going to come get you. You know, shame if something happened to your car. They're going to slash your car tires. Mm-hmm. So that's on the one side. The other side is, oh, hey, nothing's going to, you know, we are going to get you huge raises. We're going to do all this stuff for you. And, you know, there's no one to tell them the other side of the story. So these are the problems with card check.
So how has the Alabama workforce been able to avoid it? I think there's got to be a good relationship between the companies and the employees. It's so easy to kind of create a disgruntled atmosphere anywhere at any job. How have the Alabama auto manufacturing plants been able to hold the unions off for all these years? I mean, they must be doing something right.
Absolutely. And you see, actually, a lot of the non-unionized plants just aren't buying what the UAW is selling. UAW, you know, they have these, like, one-size-fits-all collective bargaining agreements. Mm-hmm. They don't reward merit or things like that or individual workers. And time and again, the UAW has tried to organize these non-union facilities, whether the car manufacturers or the parts suppliers, and time and again, all over the country, workers have said no and rejected what the UAW is selling.
That's interesting. It really, really is. What do you think that's? I mean, I know I'm kind of a history nerd at times. What do you think has caused the difference in the unionization rates across the South and in other parts of the country? Well, we got to take a break, Vincent. I hate to cut you off, but we do have to take a break, Vincent. Vernuccio?
Vernuccio,
how do you say it?
You
is
got
Italian.
It.
Vernuccio. You have to say it with that, like you're ordering some lasagna.
You do.
At the same time.
Absolutely.
Vincent's with us. We'll be back on the other side.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
When I'm walking in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tudor boy, let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s. And gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here with us as well. Allison Sinclair says she had a question, and the first thing I thought was, gosh, I hope it has something to do with what we're talking about.
Well, Scott.
First, though, you got to tell Vincent Vernuccio.
Very good, Scott.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Very good, very good. President of the Institute of the American Workforce and the, how do you say the other word? Mackinac.
Mackinac, which I get to ask a question after Allison.
Because she'll forget her question.
Yeah, she's going first. I'm going second.
No, but we looked up Vincent during the break, and he's done some pretty fancy things. I don't know how we got him on the show.
I have no idea either. We're very excited. I'm kidding.
And he's young. Vincent, how old are you?
41.
Oh,
you lie, or you use an old picture.
It is an old picture. And by the way, it is pronounced Mackinac. We do things weird up in Michigan. It's spelled Mackinac, but pronounced Mackinac.
So y'all just left off the last consonants?
No C?
Yeah. Well, it gets confusing because you've got Mackinac Island, spelled Mackinac, but you've got the Mackinac City, spelled Mackinac, and, you know, but we could get into this deep conversation. Sure is this what you want to cover, though.
Well, you know, we have a tendency to wander from place to place, but I thought there was a Mackinac that was spelled right, and then there's this one that's spelled
weird.
But
now we learned. Now we know.
You know.
Good.
I don't understand the northern...
So what was your question?
Yeah,
I want to know. I don't know anything about unions, except when I think of union, I just think of picket line. Okay, so I'm curious, Vincent. Historically, what happens after these corporations unionize? The workers unionize. Does everything get better and everybody's happier and it's like bright and shiny, or even?
You've been reading the literature, haven't you? Yeah.
Well, actually, according to what the UAW is trying to do and what is being enabled by the Biden administration, that wasn't actually too much of a slip about the corporation unionizing, because that's the whole problem with CarCheck, is that they try to organize the company and they try to muscle the company into taking away that secret ballot from workers. So, you know, it's not too far off to say they're trying to organize the company as opposed to the workers via these CarCheck campaigns. But okay, let's put that aside. So two ways that a employer can be organized, or workers can organize. Union comes in, they get 50% plus one of these cards signed, say recognize us. Employer, after a really nasty campaign generally by the union trying to drive away their customers and harm the reputation, can cry uncle and say, sure, I'll recognize you. Or they can stand strong and say, no, we want to give workers a secret ballot election. Let's say the union wins that secret ballot election, which, you know, they do in a decent amount of time. So it's not like saying, hey, if you have a secret ballot, it's not like you're not going to unionize. It's protecting the privacy of those workers. But okay, let's say the union is in via CarCheck or secret ballot. Next, they go and they negotiate that first contract. And then once that contract is in place, a lot of times the unions are trying to foster that adversarial relationship. Mm-hmm. A big reason why workers are saying no, not just to the UAW, but unionization in general, is not just the unions, but it's these industrial revolution, 100-plus-year-old business model of unions across the country that have these one-size-fits-all contracts that don't cater to the modern worker, the educated worker, the worker that wants to be treated as an individual. Mm-hmm. And they basically say, well, you know, it's when we organized Henry Ford in the 1930s, this is the same business model we're using, and we're all going to give you this one-size-fits-all contract and create this adversarial relationship between workers and the companies. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, I'm gathering workplace work satisfaction does not go up. It seems like you're just introducing this constant conflict and tension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to really do what it says it's going to do. To me, it It's like the workers are fed this bill of sale that says everything's, it's like this utopia. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it doesn't seem like that is the case. So for these workers in Alabama that are wanting this, what is the alternative? If you don't unionize, how do you protect the workers without a union?
Well, you have to remember there's a ton of federal workforce protections. There's OSHA, there's minimum wage, there's state laws, there's federal laws. So there's a lot of laws on the books that frankly weren't there when during unions' heyday, when unions really started exploding across the country. So the value proposition that a lot of the unions are giving is still, you know, basically 100 years old, when the laws were very different, when the workforce was very different, when the worker protections were very different. So, you know, that's another reason why you have a lot of workers saying, maybe not. Now, I mean, unions can do good and they can provide a lot of valuable services, but they have to change their business model. And the main problem with unions is that business model is outdated. It is not serving the current modern workforce. And that's why a lot of workers are rejecting it.
Okay, I'm going to pivot because I read your bio. You've done a lot of impressive writing and a lot of impressive work. But what I want to know is, what got you into this field in the first place?
I started actually at the Department of Labor and started working actually in the on some pension issues in the Department of Labor. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with ESG, if that's something that you guys have covered. Well, I was doing ESG before ESG was even called ESG. And it was having pension funds, and specifically union pension funds, investing and using their pensions for politics that weren't in the best interest of the retirees and the benefits and the union workers, that, you know, from a political standpoint, and, you know, unions, once again, this is another issue that that workers have with them, is that they are highly political. Almost all their giving goes to one side of the aisle, while the others, you know, while union membership, generally union households vote about 40%, a third to 40% for the other side, but also putting their retirement at risk by engaging in some of these political activities and political investing. So that was actually my first foray into this at the U.S. Department of Labor under George W. Bush. And then I got into the think tank world, and then I was on the Trump transition team, and then actually was on a board that did mediation and arbitration between the federal government and federal unions, and been doing this for about 15 years.
Wow. Vincent, one last question. We're going to have to go to a break in a little bit, and I'm going to give you the last word as well. It looks like Georgia has model legislation that would guarantee a secret ballot. Is Alabama doing anything like that? Do we already have that? How does it affect our state?
Absolutely. So Tennessee passed a bill last year saying that if you get state economic incentives, you have to protect your workers' right to a secret ballot. Georgia just passed it. It's actually going to Governor Kemp's desk right now. It's one of his signature policies, so he is certainly going to sign it. And Senator Orr just introduced this very similar bill, SB 231, here. And I know this is something that probably will get a very warm reception. Once again, SB 231 by Senator Orr, it says that if the state is giving taxpayer dollars to companies, those companies have to protect the privacy of their workers. They can't prematurely give those home addresses, those cell phones, that private information to unions. And then when the unions come with those cards, no matter what the union does, they have to protect the secret ballot. So it also protects job creators and these employers by saying, no, unions, you can't strong arm us into taking away the secret ballot from our workers.
Yep, very good. I'm going to give you the last word. We've got about 20 seconds.
Well, thanks again for having me on. Once again, you know, this is about protecting workers. It's about protecting the Alabama economy. It's about protecting job creators here in Alabama. And, you know, Senator Orr's Bill 231 is a fantastic step in that direction.
You
and,
got you
know,
it.
We'll
thanks,
see
Vincent.
What's happening across the country. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out. and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get an update. Sky, so how is your beautiful bride doing?
Well, it's been a harrowing few days. Scott, I haven't talked much about it on the air. Martha was diagnosed with a UTI. We knew that last week. And then Friday got the news that she also had a staph infection, which I naturally thought, and the doctor agreed, it was most likely from the shunt in her brain, which was very, very bad news. But we didn't know that for sure. Got the news yesterday afternoon. It is not from the shunt in her brain. Praise God. It's just a regular old staph infection.
Just a regular old staph infection, which is bad, but yes, not super bad.
Can't be dealt with it. The doctor running IV antibiotics, and he told me yesterday that she would improve very quickly, physically, followed by mentally. And she, I've got to tell you, it's been rough. She's been very out of it physically and mentally. And this morning, she answered her cell phone right away, which is great. And she said to me, best conversation we've had in a while, and she said, are you coming today? And I said, well, hell yeah, I'm coming today. She said, well, this time, wake me up. And I said, what? She said, well, you were here last night, and you didn't wake me up.
Stop.
She dreamed. And then,
she misses you.
Well, yeah, and I miss her. But then she said, and this is great, and this is from a reference from something I wrote to her a long time ago that we play back and forth with. She says, I need to see you physically and emotionally, which is a deep dive reference.
Aww, okay? So sweet. Like, she had to reach back for that one.
Yeah, and it's something that it means a lot to us. It's something that goes way back. I need to see you physically and emotionally.
Mm.
Very good.
That's a good one.
And she will. So, yeah, we're back.
So they've got her on the right meds, and she's going to start improving, and you feel better, and we're getting there.
I told her, I said, now look, when I get there, we're going to be doing the leg exercises again today. And she said, I'm already doing leg exercises. I found you've got to seize the initiative in all this. If I can help anyone that has to go through something like this, you got to get out in front. Do your best to make sure that what needs to be done is getting done. Don't assume anything.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't.
Yep.
And that's not to take anything away from all the wonderful people involved in the health industry, but they're very busy.
They are.
You do what you can to help them. Do what you can to help yourself. Don't take anything for granted. And I always respect those people too, the nurses and all the people. Don't get fussy with them, okay?
Well, in times like
really,
this,
Scott, really?
No, don't do that.
don't get fussy with them, okay?
Scott, the things I've seen in the past 5.5 weeks in all my hospital adventures, man, it's something else. But praise God, Martha's on the way back. I hear it in her voice. She's ready to go. Okay,
and that's a good sign.
She's got the will. We've got the means. I ask for your prayers, and I thank everyone for all the mighty prayers, and believe what you ask for is being done. Okay.
Well, she's very blessed to have you. I always think when my mom was sick and in the hospital and having to go through all her surgeries, and I'm just an only child. I'm the only family here, but she had me. And I think about the people that have to go through these things that don't have anyone advocating for them. I don't know how, like you said, you've got to be so proactive and ahead of the game and staying on top of things. And I don't think it's ill will. I don't think it's purposeful, but there's just a lot of things to keep up with. If you don't have that continuity in care or someone there, it is very easy for things to go awry. So she's very blessed to have you. You're so sweet.
If I had about three more of me, I could rule the world, I think.
Yeah. I believe it.
Very good.
A couple, three more.
You can get a lot more done. I know
sure
that.
I sure can, man. It's amazing. By the grace of God.
Amen. That is good news. I'm glad you filled us in on that. I'm glad she is doing well, and we'll keep all the listeners updated as we move forward. Maybe it won't be long till we won't even have to do updates because she's doing so well. She's like, y'all stop it.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears, man.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. The first hour is